Advance Praise, inspiring read on how science and spirituality can complement each other to enhance our experience on this planet. Ozan Varel, best-selling author of Think Like a Rocket Scientist. Doug is one of the most passionate and intelligent seekers of our generation. For those who are on the same path, this book is a must-read. We all can learn a lot from his journey to speed up our own. Kristen Ulmer, former world-class athlete, author of The Art of Fear. Doug is one of the most enthusiastic magical thinkers I've ever known. Just being around him changes your frequency. Follow what he says, but most importantly, just follow this guy. He will remind you why unicorns are real. Beat Simkin, spiritual teacher, author of Don't Just Sit There. Doug Cartwright tells a compelling story of how his life was positively impacted by psychedelic therapy, resulting in a fulfilling life of meaning and purpose. Rick Doblin, PhD, founder and executive director of the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, MAPS. Doug Cartwright has been on a journey. He's transformed his life, learned to love himself, and found meaning, purpose, and happiness. In this brutally honest and gripping memoir, he will show you how to do the same. Dr. Benjamin Hardy, organizational psychologist, author of Willpower Doesn't Work and Personality Isn't Permanent. Dedicated to my father, who I wish could read this, my lovely mother, my inspiring siblings, and all the incredible friends who supported me along my journey. Foreword by Kelsey Wells, global fitness star and self-empowerment advocate.
One ordinary Saturday afternoon, Doug Cartwright, my good friend's brother-in-law and a vague acquaintance of mine, strolled up to me at the gym, enveloped in a confidence and joy that made no sense whatsoever. He pulled me aside and shared with me a profound experience he'd had, simply because he said he knew I needed to know. I laughed and left feeling an abundance of love for him, and with the distinct thought that although I should think he'd gone batshit crazy, I somehow knew he was simply alive. I would soon find out that the things he'd shared that day, I did indeed need to know. That is what happens when we live and share our truth unashamedly. Vulnerability breeds connection, and connection breeds healing. Because truth has a feeling. That ordinary Saturday afternoon was right on time, and soon Doug Cartwright became a very close friend of mine. Witnessing Doug awaken to his truth while awakening to my own through the years has since been an absolute gift. One best summarized as a collection of touch points, encouragement, and conversations, always right on time, and always leaving me feeling and thinking, holy shit, we are alive, holy shit, we are alive. Doug birthed this book into this world because he was meant to. Whatever it is that made you pick up this book, know that you were meant to. Congratulations! You are now holding in your hands one incredibly and brilliantly alive human's raw and honest truth. Pay attention to the pieces and chapters that speak to you because make no mistake, they are meant to.
Introduction. This is my story, the psychedelically sparked spiritual journey of an ex-Mormon millionaire. If that already sounds kind of crazy, you have no idea how wild it's about to get. I definitely didn't when I first started down this path. If you picked this up thinking it was just another boring, enlightening self-help book, you're in the wrong place. I've read so many of them and have nothing earth-shattering or groundbreaking to add to the genre. At this point, I end up putting those books back on the shelf after two paragraphs anyway because they all sound the same. It's also not really a memoir, even though it follows my travels around both the globe and the woo-woo world, trying anything and everything to calm the angst and depression I felt on the inside, despite seemingly having it all on the outside. I did astrology, biofeedback, biohacking, Burning Man, cryotherapy, crystals, ecstatic dancing, EMDR, energy work, flotation tanks, flow camp, holotropic breathwork, intermittent fasting, meditation, healing psychedelic plant medicine ceremonies with 5-MeO-DMT, ayahuasca, MDMA, and psilocybin, psychics, Reiki, shamans, silent retreats, sound baths, spiritual coaching, sweat lodges, Wim Hof method, yoga, so much yoga, at home and in Bali. These provided some major life-altering realizations, although the biggest ones were actually jump-started by the more mundane and universal experience of heartbreak that helped lead me to the authentic, happy, fulfilled place I'm in now. But no single thing was a magic bullet. See, for way too long I was wrapped up in my fat kid self-image that hadn't been true for years. My dad died when I was in my early 20s and I shoved all that grief down and didn't deal with it until it came back and slapped me in the face. I tried to be perfect at the